This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The new Kentucky 4-H officer team has some clear goals for the coming year. President Landry Woodrum from Boyle County says he's excited about the chance to take the 4-H experience to a new platform.
We're really looking forward to finding out what is concrete and what new things we can do this year in order to get around COVID regulations and making sure all of our 4-H'ers are safe. So if you had to ask me one thing I'm looking forward to, it is the potential for new events to be held either digitally or in a mixed method that will forever change Kentucky 4-H, because we'll be the first team to do that.
Vice President Deja Hatchett says she's excited about the chance to meet new people across the state.
Making connections, whether that be virtually or if we are allowed to in person, I'm just really looking forward to meeting new people who are like-minded, to being able to mentor younger 4-H'ers and just make positive, impactful connections with each and every one of them.
State 4-H Secretary Morgan Barnes says she's also looking forward to meeting new people.
Not knowing how I'm going to meet new people and make new connections, if that's over Zoom or technology or in person, I'm really excited to just do that either way.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.